don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do on Herb Talk. So we're going to do our best. And thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking with John Monroe from Dr. Banker's Group coming up here in just a little bit. He's going to be with us for the second half of the show. And he's our natural vision guy. So if you're looking for natural solutions to vision problems, John is the man. So he's going to be with us. He comes on from time to time and helps us out. And also we're going to be talking about, for the first segment of the show, we're going to be talking about the White Death.
Ooh,
the White Death. Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, you're going to find out. And what are we going to do about that White Death? Well, we're going to kick it to the curb is what we're going to do, and I'm going to show you how. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff. Big salute and Semper Fi, praying for righteous men and women. As always, our men in uniform, our women in uniform, we're praying for them. God's hand of protection be on them. And I'm praying for all of America. I think people are starting really to get to that, you know,
limit, that cutoff, that last grain of rice on the scale, you know? People are just starting to stand up and say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not taking that vaccine just because you say so. No, 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 I'm not doing that. So that's good. Start saying it. Be like a two-year-old toddler to these people that want to do nasty things to you and your family. Just say no. And that's what I say. And pray and seek the Lord's face. He'll give you strength. You know, the more you spend time in the Word of God, the more spiritual strength you get. You got to be mentally strong spiritually to deal with this wickedness that we have here. So let's do that. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thanks, Frank. What do we got here in the quacker? Here's a doctor, UK. All right, he is, who is this? This is Dr. Mike Loosemore, head of the Institute of Sport, Exercise, and Health at University College of London. And he's kind of contradicting what the government guidelines are for exercise to keep people healthy. So he's a leading sport consultant, and he speaks out for the public health. He encourages people to do what is easier for them to get done, because a lot of people aren't exercising enough. So he says, if you can't get the other stuff, do the low-level exercise. He said, you know what? Just standing up for 3 hours a day extends your life, extends your lifespan 2 years. Oh, my goodness, really? I stand up every time I do my show. I can't sit down. I'm too excited. You know, gotta move. And so he says, you know, that the government's guidelines, you know, get 30 minutes of moderate exercise 5 days a week. He said, for a lot of folks, they can't get that in. They're working too many jobs just to pay bills. They can't get that in. Barely 7% of men and 4% of women are actually getting that activity in. That's not good. So he's saying, a small amount of activity is better than no amount of activity, right? And you get huge health gains. High association spent sitting down, and the risk of developing more serious illnesses like cancer. Like said that just 2 extra hours sitting down each day was associated with a 10% increase in women developing cancer of the lining of their womb or bowel cancer or lung cancer, respectively. So an 8-6% increase chance in developing the bowel and lung cancer just because you sit down more. So he said there's also great mental benefits, as you know, to moving, getting the blood flow, you know, reduce your risk of Alzheimer's, depression, and get off the Prozac. Don't have to go see a therapist. Save some money that way and save your liver. So activity, he said, is not only more powerful than drugs for most conditions, it can also be a cure-all, he says. So move it or you will lose it, basically, is true. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, one of my favorite herbs is in the spotlight today, the headline news spotlight. Cayenne makes herbs work better, other herbs, 75% synergistic effect, magnifies the action of the other herbs that cayenne is with, according to some new research. It improves your blood flow, helps the body burn off more fat, fights inflammation, stimulates your digestion, helps you break down more nutrients in your food for better absorption, and also reduces pain. Cayenne does all that. It slices, it dices, it'll wax your kitchen floor almost. You know, it's that great. Clinical studies are reporting on this. Cayenne pepper, if you add it with ginkgo, it makes the ginkgo work 75% better for memory, improvement, circulation, blood flow, oxygen to the brain. Hey, I've been saying that for, 20 years? You'll find your ginkgo and your cayenne and your rosemary in the brain concentrate formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. That's what's up, right? Also, they say if you have cayenne with your other herbs, it just it magnifies the circulation, and you can avoid things like arterial sclerosis, myocardial infarctions, angina pectoris, spider veins, varicose veins, blood pressure problems, you name it. It's there. Now, so you want to see the herbs at the powerherbs.com. They have a Who Knew Hot Medicine section, all the cayenne formulas, and more. It's all throughout the site, but, you know, cayenne is excellent, folks. It's amazing. So it's not just for tacos. That's right. It's for herbs. It's for medicine. It's for inflammation. So the studies on the cayenne are saying, you know, it increases your body's process to melt the excess fat and converts it to energy. So you want a weight loss program, make sure cayenne's in the mix. Also, a temporary pain reliever, they say, it also stops bleeding in a skinny minute. Have you seen that product called Liquid Stitches? Yeah, cayenne's in it. Products on the website, thepowerherbs.com. They also reported that cayenne helps heal ulcers. According to Dr. George F. Longstaff, Kaiser Permanente Medical Care Program in San Diego, you know, your peptic ulcers are caused by bacterial infections, usually from the overuse of medicines like Advil and Motrin. What it does is it damages the stomach lining, drugs like that. Cause too much acid production, damages stomach lining, get an ulcer. So the cayenne pepper neutralizes the acid. It doesn't make the ulcer hurt more. People think it would, but it doesn't. And the capsaicin chemical compound in your cayenne will repair the damage to the stomach lining. You know, so cayenne, awesome miracle herb. Blessings from God. There you go. If you want to know more about cayenne, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and they'll fill you in on how awesome it is. Or you can just listen to the archives on the cayenne. We did one on cayenne, I think. Yes, we did. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Alrighty, thanks, Frank. Well, we're going to talk about White Death. You know, White Death, you know what it seeks out? It seeks out a poor host. Yeah, man. That's what it does. So what the heck is White Death? Well, it's the name that the ancients gave to the deadly pathogen called tuberculosis. And, you know, people today, they don't seem, bat an eye at the mention of tuberculosis, known as TB. You know, they're thinking that the disease has been eradicated. Scientific medicine took care of that disease a long time ago, when in fact, it has not. So, wasn't too long ago, actress Vivian Leigh, she was the star of Gone with the Wind. Remember her? She died from tuberculosis in 1967. People still die from it. So we can't forget now, also in Wisconsin, in a town called Sheboygan. Don't you like that name, Sheboygan? Kind of just rolls right off the tongue, Sheboygan. Well, they have 50,000 people in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And they struggled last year to control a TB outbreak. Yeah, they did. Virginia also had a TB, three TB cases last year, and South Carolina had 94. So it is still here. So tuberculosis really is a bacterium that is spread by breathing in the infected droplets from another infected person who coughs, sneezes, or spreads the disease through direct contact. Now, Americans are pretty familiar with the TB skin test that you see there. You know, get that little thing that prongs that round pattern of holes in your skin. If it, you know, kind of gives you an indication you have TB, it will react with that. Well, health authorities are telling Americans that they are very low risk of contracting TB. Yeah. Do you believe them? Well, however, that's not a guarantee, you know, especially since there are significant changes happening on the U.S. borders right now, which is risking the health of this nation. That's right. Should we be concerned about tuberculosis or other diseases of the past? Should we be preparing ourselves for unseen health risks? We're going to find out. Well, let's look at this. Yes, to answer your question, if you have this question, there is a TB vaccine, and the TB vaccine is called BCG. It stands for Bacillus Calmette Guérin. And it's not routinely given here in the United States, but it is given under special circumstances. Most of the vaccine for this TB vaccine is shipped over to other countries overseas where they have a high risk of TB, but the vaccine is not a guarantee people won't develop the disease anyway. Now let's look at the stats. According to the CDC, in the United States, there were an average of 3 people for every 100,000 who had confirmed TB in 2013. Now, these percentages are affected by foreigners coming into the United States who are 13 times more infected with the TB compared to American citizens. So the illegal alien issue is putting the U.S. at risk of spreading more infectious disease like you've never seen before. So the CDC reports that the rate of infectious TB among immigrants rose 64.6% in 2013. Now, the U.S. states which have the highest TB rates are reporting 500 cases for each state, and that's California, Texas, New York, and Florida. So these are the access points immigrants use to enter this country. So these 4 states account for about a third of the U.S. population and roughly 51.3% of the immigrants coming into those states have tuberculosis. So the CDC is looking at ways to control the TB explosion before it becomes an epidemic. Now, for comparison, Wyoming has 0 TB cases, and Alaska, for every 100,000 people there, there's about 9-10 people with TB. So the District of Columbia has a higher rate than the national average for TB, and each infected TB person has the capability of infecting 250 more people. So according to the CDC report and the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologist Surveillance, the Asian and Hispanic immigrants have a 25-time higher incidence of spreading TB than the other ethnic groups. Did you get that? So it's the Asian Hispanic immigrants that are bringing it in to the U.S. So more men than women will tend to get TB. Okay, so the men are more vulnerable for some reason. Don't know why. Let's read you a few quotes here. This is from Steve Steinhardt. He's this Seguin, I'll get it right, Wisconsin Emergency Coordinator. And he says this, the Sheboygan, Wisconsin folks, he says this, TB is a disease most Americans may view as a relic from the 19th century. It is still an insidious threat and can pop up anywhere. End of quote. And then Jean Breidman, she's an RN at Seguin, Wisconsin. She says this, it's not unusual for doctors to miss tuberculosis because the disease is uncommon. Uh-oh. They're not looking for it. They don't suspect it. Well, let's look at the symptoms. Let's give you a heads up so you have a clue. The symptoms of tuberculosis can vary, especially if you have what is called latent TB, which is really not contagious. So with an uncontagious form of TB or latent TB, a person may not even know that they have the disease. Now, the symptoms of the contagious TB can indicate if the TB is in your lungs, which is the most common organ that's affected. Over a period of weeks or months, the lungs develop mild symptoms like, you know, a cough, maybe a little bit of sputum. And the sputum could be thick, cloudy, or even bloody. Other symptoms tend to develop, such as fever, chills, night sweats, fatigue, weakness, loss of appetite, and significant weight loss. And then soon, shortness of breath follows with chest pain. So if the TB infects other tissues instead of the lungs, known as extrapulmonary TB, the symptoms would be like back pain near the spine, the neck pain, and swollen lymph nodes. Okay? So you need to know this, be aware of this for your family and friends. Now, let's talk about confirmation of TB. You know, if someone is suspected to have TB, they usually do a blood and a sputum test plus a chest x-ray. That'll be done to confirm the disease. Now, if confirmed, the patient is quarantined. So the drugs given after confirming the disease, well, they're very dangerous too, and especially to expectant mothers, and it's very dangerous for your liver. So the drugs they give can cause liver damage and what is known as INH hepatitis, which can be fatal. So you got to be careful. Side effects from the drugs produce peripheral neuropathy for patients, and that's why they give them extra vitamin B6 to try to counter that side effect. Now, sometimes doctors will try a treatment known as 24-month multi-drug therapy, and they use a bunch of new medications. They try to find a combination cocktail that'll kill the pathogen, but it's very expensive. It's $300,000 per patient. Now, the TB treatments are expensive, very toxic, and have limited effectiveness. Now, surgery for removing sections of a diseased lung may also be recommended if it gets that bad. Well, let me talk about this one doctor, what he says about TB. His name's Dr. Thomas Dormandy, and he did a lot of research on the White Death, TB. He collected a lot of documents during his investigation of the disease, and he has examined many treatments for the disease from the Roman Empire all the way to modern times. And one correlation that he discovered is that TB likes to attack people in overcrowded conditions, such as in prisons or concentration camps, or the very poor that live in crowded conditions, and they also probably have some malnutrition in there, and their immune systems are kind of on the low side. So Dr. Normandy even covers what he called bovine tuberculosis that you can track through consuming milk, which basically spurred on the pasteurization process. And unfortunately, the research shows that about 10% of pasteurized milk can contain tuberculosis baculi. Now, during the 1700s to the late 1800s, many of the medical treatments from the physicians for TB lent themselves, or I'm sorry, some of the treatments the physicians were just performing lent themselves to spread tuberculosis. They usually had unsanitary conditions and, medical equipment, and they did the bloodletting and even the starvation diet, so that really didn't help anyone out. Now, I don't know. I think tuberculosis is going to be an issue. I really do. With the immigration problem we have, we all may need a new accessory to our wardrobe. An unfortunate accessory as it is, it may be a breathing mask. Seriously. I'm not kidding. Most of us can maybe avoid needing the breathing mask if we eat healthy, beef up our immune system, and avoid the conditions of overcrowding, places where the pathogens could be like, hospitals, nursing homes, long overseas airline flights, the cabin air, because a lot of these people, Asians come in to the country, have it. Yep. And the big airline hub for spreading pathogens is Hawaii Airport, Honolulu, Hawaii. All those Asian flights coming in from Asia to America. All right. Well, what we think we can expect are some waves of outbreaks. The U.S., the U.S. used to have tuberculosis hospitals just for TB patients. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Canada had them too. Yeah, and most of them kind of look like old World War II relics, But in 2003, health authorities in Toronto, they had to reopen a shuttered TB hospital. They had to dust that puppy off. And they had to deal with a SARS outbreak. Okay, now at the time, they didn't know what pathogen they were dealing with, but they needed to quarantine patients. So they opened an old TB hospital. All right, so now at that time, the CDC was issuing alerts that read something like this. In a typical year, infectious disease kill approximately 56 million people, which is 26% of all deaths worldwide, end of quote. And according to the World Health Organization, three diseases devastate worldwide populations. They are AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis, killing 6 million a year. Makes you kind of wonder why it's not considered a pandemic when just a few hundred people, what was it, 245 died from the SARS or the bird flu? And that was classified as a pandemic. I'm not making light of the small number of people who died, but 6 million, not a pandemic. 245 is a pandemic. I see a problem with these numbers. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Mike Ryan. He's the WHO Director of Epidemic and Pandemic Response. He says this: if you look at the acute threats that can wipe out millions of people in a matter of weeks, we're still at risk, end of quote. Well, let's look at who's at real high risks of these type of pathogens. Those who are at a greater risk of contracting TB from an infected person are the elderly, those with HIV, people with diabetes, people with autoimmune systems issues, diseases, and those using autoimmune suppressant drugs. Children in daycare centers and schools could also be at a high risk of TB as it is brought in with immigrants. Yeah, yeah. Kids rubbing shoulders with the immigrant kids. All righty. I'm just saying this is what's coming off, you know, the health authority alert, and we need to be aware of it. There's just no way to sugarcoat this. There's no way to be politically correct about immigrants bringing in disease. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, Ellis Island, you know, we had Statue of Liberty. They were real careful about people bringing disease into the country. So now they're just loading people up on semis. Come on in. I mean, sheesh. All right. What we're going to have to do to protect ourselves is we're going to have to muscle up. Yes, we are. So there are countless pathogens that could bring the next plague, and there's really no way for science to accurately predict what will come next. So your immune system and that which God promises in Psalms 91 may be the only thing that protects you from what may come. So you want to keep your immune system pretty healthy, basically. So a healthy immune system really relies on healthy blood. It carries those white blood cells throughout the body to destroy deadly pathogens. Now, medical research from 2009 stated that the best defense against TB was to have strong T cells, those macrophages that control tuberculosis. So medicine wants to use them in cell-derived interferon gamma vaccines mixed with the disease, but your immune system already does this and at a superior rate without adding more disease to the blood system. So what I would do to protect myself with regards to TB, bird flu, bat flu, pig flu, whatever the plague, is to work with and strengthen the defense system God already installed, you know, to give it more muscle. Just, you know, give it along, you know, front lines, give it supplies. That's how I look at it. So there are herbs actually can help the immune system make more T cells, make them faster, circulate them faster throughout the body, and help the filtering organs remove the pathogens faster at a lightning pace. That sounds like a plan to me. That's God's plan, see? That's how that works. So if you're interested in accomplishing that, well, you know what? Just pick up a pandemic kit from Apothecary Herbs. That's what's in there, all that stuff to help you do that. And the number to call is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We're going to take a break and talk with John Monroe. We'll be right back.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Improving your vision the natural way with John Monroe. He's back with us from Dr. Banker's group from Boulder, Colorado. Of course, you can check out the website, DR Banker, B-A-N-K-E-R, drbanker.com, and check out their information there and their workshops, because they have one coming up. They are going to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area Saturday, July the 26th from 10 to 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel on South Tryon Street. And if you would like to attend that, you have to sign up. So you need to get in touch with John, and we're going to give his contact number out in just a little bit. But their home study vision improvement kit is awesome, and if you go to the workshop, you get to use it and go over it. And it's all about lifestyle changes and bringing your body back into balance so you naturally heal itself and your vision. And John's going to explain a little bit more about that. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, Wendy. How's it going today?
I'm okay. How's it out in Boulder?
Pretty good. 70 degrees out and a little cloudy, but not much.
Not much. Well, you've got a workshop coming up, and I hope a lot of people show up and sign up for that, and they get a vision care kit, which I have. And what I like about your kit is it does explain a lot about why the eye's not functioning well and why you have a problem, which is, I think, the first step of understanding how to reverse it. So
right.
I applaud you on all the information in the kit.
Well, Dr. Banker spent 22 years, you know, research and study in her clinic putting that kit together, and I helped her with it, but she had other people working on it, editing, and we had an illustrator doing all the drawings, and it's one of the best vision improvement kits on the market if you look at some of the other ones and compare it.
Right. Well, just to recap, if there are listeners new to us talking about, you're working with me on my myopia. I have that nearsightedness issue.
Right.
And we're about 50% improved. We were -4, but we're -2. And I don't know, it's steady and slow progression, you know.
Right.
And I do take breaks, you know, from time to time, because, you know, people, their schedules get busy, and there's, you know, you can't fit it in a certain day because you had so much going on, and that's okay, isn't it, John?
Plus, you don't wear reading glasses anymore, do you?
No, that was the first thing you told me that would happen, is I'd be out of the bifocals, and I was within 6 weeks. So that
you haven't had to use them to read anymore.
No, I usually just pop my glasses up on top of my head now, you know.
Right, good.
And and I've noticed an improvement, a big improvement in distance when I'm driving.
Right.
I also used to have night vision issues. I'd have problem with all the glare from the lights, and I can remember my eye doctor giving me a special pair of driving glasses if I had to drive at night. And it was kind of a tinted lens. It was like an amber glass. And it cut down on the glare of the lights. But obviously, that didn't fix the problem.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, the
so
AMA, they always have a crutch or some way to help the symptom, but nothing, you know, to help the cause of the symptom.
Well, I'm still not clear why I had issues with night. They called it night blindness, I think.
Right.
What is the cause of that?
Well, a lot of times it could be the vitamin A the liver's producing. The eye takes vitamin A, and the retina, which is the inner lining of the eye, takes the vitamin A and turns it into a chemical called retinol. And that way, this chemical gets all around in the retina, and when light particles from the sun or color or things you're looking at come into your eye, they focus on the back of the eye through your lens. And when they hit the retina, these light particles have to travel through the retina to the optic nerve, which is over by your nose. And then they travel up the optic nerve into the back of the brain. It turns it into vision. But if you don't have good quality vitamin A being produced by the liver and lots of it, you're not going to have good quality retinol being produced by the retina.
You see a bunch of vitamin A supplements in the stores.
Right.
Is that the same kind of quality vitamin A you're talking about, or is that not going to help?
Well, your liver is producing it naturally from the foods that you're eating. So,
right.
But, you know, there's a lot of vegetables that have vitamin A in them you can get and diet on and, you know, eat better foods with more vitamins. And if you're taking vitamins and minerals, it's good to take one that's not processed or pasteurized, and it's organic, and they're made from vegetables and fruits and nuts and sprouts and things.
Right, so, whole food types. I like it.
Well, your body doesn't absorb minerals from shells or rocks. It absorbs minerals from vegetables.
Well, so, to be honest, you know, I'm using your kit, but I'm also using my herbal eyewash because I just think it's, you know, my eyes just are used to it, and it perks them up, and visual colors and things are just more sharper.
Right.
And it just gets more blood flow, I think, to those small capillaries. So let's talk about folks that have, you know, circulation issues, maybe arteriosclerosis and things like that. How is that going to lead them down the road to eye problems?
Well, the retina, again, the inner lining of the eye, it has tiny little blood vessels in it, and they're about the size of a human hair, and they're not very big. And when you're not getting enough blood flow into the retina, into the tissue, then the cells can start swelling up and dying. And if it happens around the central part of the back of the eye, that's where the macula area is. You can start, you know, having problems with your eyesight. It's called macular degeneration. So, you know, plaque and calcium, there's a lot of things that build up in the blood vessels that you need to clean out and work on, and like coenzyme Q10, ginkgo biloba, that helps open up the blood vessels, peppermint tea, you know, peppermint, hawthorn. There's herbs that help open the blood vessels up and increase circulation, and there's things that you can take to help clean out the blood vessels. There's hyaluronic acid, resveratrol. They're finding them real good. So anything that'll clean up and support the blood vessels are really good for you.
Well, okay, so I'm sure you see all kinds of questions and people come to your workshops with eye problems. I'm sure glaucoma is probably brought up once or twice.
Yeah, that's a real, you know, a lot of these eye problems can be pretty nasty, and you can lose your eyesight from them. So you want to try and avoid getting into these situations. You know, and the things that we teach people at our workshop with our kid is how to improve their eyesight, how to keep their eyes healthy and avoid getting eye diseases, and how glasses let your vision get worse over time. And, you know, they just help you see better. They don't help anything for the cause of these problems of why you're not seeing good.
Right. Well, let me ask you this now. People with glaucoma, do you see more people that develop glaucoma have a specific, you know, vision issue? Like, do more people that are nearsighted get glaucoma? Have you seen any correlation?
We find that it's people using reading glasses, trifocals, bifocals, progressive lenses for more than 10 years. After about 10, 15 years of using them, you can start getting glaucoma from using them. We found that eye drops that help get the red out of your eye, if you use those every day for an extended period of time, the chemicals in those eye drops can damage the Swim's canal. That's the drain that lets fluid out of your eye. So, you know, you got to be careful with those types of eye drops. Diet. Things like that. A lot of times people can be born with it. You know, it just depends what's causing it. But it's something you have to address. And when
So when you go to your doctor, you know, sometimes doctors really don't give you any indication that you may be on the road to glaucoma if you're below right below a certain number. Explain that to folks.
Yeah, well, it's good to go in once a year at least, or every 2 years at the most, and have your eyes examined for, you know, they check for cataracts and glaucoma, macular degeneration. You know, they look at the inside of the eye. They can take pictures now of the inside of the eye and, you know, look for other problems that might be happening. You might have stretching on the retina. You know, you want to try to avoid retinal detachments. But when they check your eye pressure, It checks what the pressure is. It's kind of like checking the pressure on a tire. Mm-hmm. And 10 to 15 is kind of a normal pressure for people. And then 15 to 20 is kind of borderline. You know, you want to get too much higher than that. Mm-hmm. And then usually higher than 20, like 25, 30, 40 pressures like that, they can start putting pressure on the optic nerve where it comes into your eye. And it can crush the nerve ending where it's coming into your eye, and you lose your eyesight from it.
So if you have like a 19, you'd be concerned.
Well, you know, I have seen people, like the girl that works with me, Jeannie, she has an eye pressure of 18. and it's always 18, and she doesn't have any optic nerve damage and things. So some people could have a normal pressure of 18 or 16. You know, it just depends if it's consistently that pressure and you're not having any issues with your eye and no pressure on the optic nerve, then it can be normal. But like I said, it's good to get your pressure checked. And the workshop that we do, we cover a lot of this stuff. You know, people come in there and you bring something to take notes with, and you can bring, if you want to bring some stuff to munch on or whatever, you just come as you are. You don't have to get all dressed up. It's casual dress, and it's for all ages. You know, we even had kids and teenagers go to these workshops with their parents. But we work with people that are nearsighted, you know, farsighted, people that can't read small print. That's called presbyopia. We work with people with cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, all these different eye problems.
Well, let me ask you: Do you see an ethnic group above another that has more eye problems consistently?
No, a lot of people. The Orientals don't seem to have as much, but you know, the Americans do. I mean, people over here do because they just wear glasses all the time. And they don't have good diets, and they don't exercise the eye muscles, and they just don't know about this stuff.
Well, the WHO said that by the year 2020, they expect over 50% of the population of the planet to have eye problems and have to wear corrective lenses.
Right.
Wow.
Well, they should call us.
Yeah.
But, Dr. Manker was an eye specialist. You know, she studied medicine for 15 years at the universities, and she had all kind of medical degrees. And then she ran her clinic for 22 years and worked with patients every day. Mm-hmm. And developed all types of great things. She was kind of like the Birdman of Alcatraz, but with eye diseases. And
I want to ask you quickly about cataracts because, you know, last year, as I was reducing my need for my glass prescriptions and getting weaker, my doctor said he saw a little yellowing on one of the lenses, and he says it's a baby cataract. And I'm like, so, like, when were you going to tell me about this? You know? He says, oh, you know, it's been there, you know, a little while. You know, I think you had a little bit of last year. It's a little bit more this year. And tell folks what a cataract really is. What's going on?
Well, it's where the cells of the lens in the eye, you have a lens in your eye behind the pupil and the iris. And it's in a sac, and there's a muscle around it called the ciliary body. But the lens is sitting in the sac, and when the cells of the lens start oxidizing, it's kind of like rust on metal. It just kind of slowly spreads. You know, the rust just spreads more and more. The oxidization of the cells keeps spreading, and the more that happens, the more it starts affecting your eyesight and the way your eye feels. And, you know, if it gets big enough, you have to have it removed, or it can just, you know, it'll just turn white and stick out of your pupil, and you won't even be able to see anything, and it's pretty painful. I don't know how people tolerated cataracts, you know, 100 years ago or whatever, but it blinded a lot of people, cataracts. Still does today.
Well, I noticed something, you know. I started, when you told me it was just, you know, oxidized cells on the lens, you know, I started to think about my antioxidant herbs, right? So I started adding some American ginseng because it has antioxidants, but more importantly, it has adaptogens in it. And I just stuck that in the eye wash. I took some by mouth, and I'm watching this eye clear up a lot faster once I did that.
You're using our herbal Chinese herbal medicine and eye drops. We have two for a while.
I did. Recommended those, and I'm not really big on imported herbs, but you say this is a trusted source that you deal with.
Yeah, I know where you're getting it.
Right. So I gave that a whirl, and I saw improvement there. And so I continue to work, you know, with the herbs to because I, you know, there's just no way I'm having surgery on my eye.
When are you going to have another eye exam?
Yeah, I know. I got to fit it in. Right now I'm in the throes of putting
it in. When are you going to have your eye examined again by your eye doctor?
I know. I haven't made an appointment. I have to fit it in. I'm in the throes of a new catalog. And
all right, well, that way, I know.
We got to get it done.
We can see how the cataracts are doing, if they're gone.
I know. It's one of those things I got to work into the schedule. And I will.
Yeah. But if you notice your vision getting better, that's good.
Well, it's really weird. I you know what I noticed? A change in a color hue, if
right.
you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, before things looked
yellow.
I don't know. No, it looked more like I was wearing sunglasses with a slightly green-colored lens in.
Right. Like, and, you would look at a white wall and it'd have a little green tint to it. Or...
I know. And the other eye, when I closed the other eye, it wasn't like that. So I thought,
right.
well, I must be the cataract there. So I've noticed that's gone.
You probably just have one in one eye.
Yeah, I know. That's
all
what
right.
he said. So I noticed that's faded. So whatever's going, it's going well.
How long did you use those reading glasses or bifocals?
I would say not that long. I was only in them probably less than 2 years.
Right.
So,
because they can, you know, over time they can cause that. Or it could be exposure to too much sunlight. Or
mm-hmm.
it might, you know, just been something in your diet. I don't know. It's you never know for sure. But
sure.
You know, like I said, the Vision Improvement Kit covers all types of problems. It's for all ages. It's all in English. If you want to order one, you can't order it through our website. You can see it, but you need to call the office, and I need to get history on you and find out what problems you're having and make sure you're a good candidate for this.
Mm-hmm.
And same with our workshop. If you need any information on that, if you go on our website, just click the workshop link on the homepage and scroll down to the one in North Carolina on July 26th. It has all the information there, and there's a workshop description you can read. And you can always just call me during the day. I'm here 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, Mountain Time in Boulder, Colorado. And I can help you out with what we do at the workshop. We also
okay,
put a little...
Let's give your phone number. It's 303-494-4532. And I've been mentioning this on the show. So it's 303-494-4532 for John Monroe out in Boulder, Colorado. If you want to sign up for the shop, or if you can't get to the workshop, you can get a kit, right?
Right. You can order one and work with it at home. And, if you have any problems with that, you can just call me and talk to me here during the day. That's what I do. And we also do expos and lectures and workshops and, you know, around the different parts of the country. I actually have one coming up August 23rd. It's a Saturday in New York City at the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And in September, I think we have one set up for San Antonio, Texas. So each month we're trying to do one in different cities, you know, one or two of them.
Sure.
So
you got the advanced schedule, I guess, on the site, though. They can see where you're going to be.
Yeah. There is a pre-registration, though, for our workshop. You know, I have to have people signed up and registered at least 2 weeks before the workshop. So I know who's going, and I have enough people to go, because I can't just fly out there and sit there and hope people show up. So it is
right.
A
well,
reservation.
Nobody expects you to do that.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
so
that's
two
how
weeks,
workshops are.
So 2 weeks prior to the workshop date, that's the cutoff. They got to be calling before that.
It's probably like the 10th of July or something, but
yeah.
we can help you out, answer your questions, and it's there in Charlotte. At the Embassy Suites is where we have it planned for right now. So, like I said, it's an interesting workshop. The day flies by. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we take a break for lunch from 1 to 2. But
now, you've said you've worked with people in the workshops, and their vision has improved during
right.
just that one session there.
Right. Even at the workshop, people with weaker prescriptions and things, they can start seeing better right there. The stronger your prescriptions are, the little more time it takes. Your near and mm-hmm. farsightedness takes a little more time to improve than your reading vision. And, then when you have different eye problems, eye diseases, we have things you can do for that. And we bring all our herbs and supplements and all these things with us so people could actually see them and learn about them. And,
well, you know, my chiropractor, you know, she's a busy lady, but she's very nearsighted, and she went to her doctor. She got tired of contact lenses. She wanted to get the LASIK surgery, but she wasn't a good candidate.
Right, her cornea was too thin.
Yeah, well, she said she's a negative 7 as far as nearsightedness goes.
But,
now,
well,
doesn't that put you – huh?
No, the cornea has to be a certain thickness before they'll do it.
Yeah, but she's you know, her prescriptions are pretty thick. You know, she's a negative 7. So didn't you tell me, I think at one time, that the higher that prescription for nearsightedness is, the more risk of retinal tears?
Right. The more nearsighted you get, the eye becomes more egg-shaped when you're nearsighted. And it's not round like, say, a golf ball. It's more egg-shaped. And the inner lining of the eye is getting pulled on as the sclera, the white part of the eye, is stretching out. It's pulling on the retina. And if it gets too much tension on it, the retina can tear and detach. You can develop floaters in your eye, a little black dot or hair floating around your visual field. And floaters are just vitreous jelly, is a thin coating of jelly on top of the retina. It's like Vaseline.
Yeah, I noticed my floaters improved. I rarely see them now.
Right. Well, that vitreous gel is on top of the retina. There's a thin coating of it. And then the rest of the eye is full of aqueous humor. It's like egg white. And sometimes that jelly can break loose, little pieces of it float around in the vitreous jelly. I mean, into the aqueous humor, the rest of the liquid in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things you can do for all this stuff. You know, floaters and your nearsightedness, farsightedness, your cataracts. It's just, you know, up to you if you want to do it.
That's right. And you know, and it's a work in progress. It's not going to happen overnight. I mean, I'm not one to like drugs and surgery, so I'm willing to put the time in. And the thing that I know about this, John, is that when I wear free and I'm seeing without my glasses, that it's there to stay. You know, I can do some maintenance exercises to keep the eyes healthy and strong, but it's not something, you know, it's a solid reversal is what it is. So whereas when people go get surgeries and stuff, a lot of times that, you know, LASIK, it doesn't last.
Well, people will have LASIK surgery, right? And they get,
right.
You know, they get them to 20/20. But they'll call me and they'll say, you know, I had LASIK surgery a year ago. Now the prescription's getting stronger. I need glasses again. And that's because they become more nearsighted. You know, the LASIK helps correct your vision to 20/20, but it doesn't do anything for what's causing the nearsightedness. And that's where the 6 outer eye muscles that move your eye around, they tighten up and hold tension, and they squeeze the eye, and it becomes elongated.
Right.
So you'll have the surgery, and then those muscles will tighten up a little more and hold the tension, and it throws your vision off.
Right.
And that's why people have to keep getting stronger and stronger prescriptions, because these muscles become more tighter and toughen up and don't want to work properly and change the shape of the eye.
Well, there's someone calling you. Well, we should wrap this up because we're almost out of time. And if you want to check out the website and look at the workshops where John's going to be, sign up. It's drbanker.com, or give him a call. 303-494-4532. John, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk with you again soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, check out that website, drbanker.com. Get a vision kit. It is an amazing thing to have. You won't be sorry. It's worth every penny. I love mine. Your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. Until next time, be well.